You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this very well.
Thank you, Lord God. Akish devlehe kita shati krahatish. Amen. Lift those hands and give God praise.
Abara mani Jesu wao. Abara, abara, abara ipo. Agbara to le iku opo ni. Baba. Agbara ipo. Agbara to le aru won le mi o. Agbara. Agbara ipo. Agbara.
Alika stike hedika. Oh, Shedikaha, Thila Kishti. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So, Father, we give you all praise. We give you all glory. Be exalted, Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Jesus' powerful name, we have prayed. So, we started teaching on three important legs that every relationship stands on. Three legs. Alright? Three important legs that every relationship has to stand on. And that's, we talk about conviction. That's the first. Alright? Conviction. So, we spent time last week Tuesday, am I right? Huh? Alright, discussing on the subject of conviction. Then on Sunday, we spoke about attraction. Alright, and then we delved into laws of attraction and so on and so forth. So, on Sunday I spoke about the law of presentation. Then the law of value, which is also the law of content. Alright? And then, under that, we talk about the law of recognition. And I told you that the reason why you need to recognize, to walk in discernment, alright, is because there are certain things that will come once in a lifetime. There are certain things that will take time for them to come again, because they come seasonally. Then number three, I said, you are not the only one waiting for what you are waiting for. Number four, I said, failure to recognize certain things is tantamount to wastage of those things. Alright? So I pray that when your spouse comes, you will see them. Can I hear that amen loud and clear?
Amen.
You will see them.
Amen.
Say it loud and clear.
Amen.
You will recognize them.
Amen.
You will not confuse them to be someone else.
Amen.
Let's deal with the third leg, which is, so today I titled this teaching, Answering the Question of Purpose. Answering the Question of Purpose. Answering the Question of Purpose. So, scriptures made it clear. Popular scripture. Amos chapter number 3, verse 3. Sorry. Amos chapter number 3, verse 3. Amos 3, 3. Alright. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Can we read that together? 1, 2, 3, go. Again. Okay, for the last time. Alright, so there is a clear need for agreement. It is also important that the one you want to spend the rest of your life with is the one that you agree. Alright, together. So we want to break down the subject of agreement. Look at what the scripture said in that same Amos 3:3 message translation. Look at it. Very powerful rendition of that scripture. Do two people walk hand in hand if they aren't going to the same place? Do two people walk hand in hand if they aren't going to the same place? Powerful rendition of that scripture. Powerful rendition. Alright? So, what's the point? If you notice that you are not going the same place, should you walk together? Are you seeing that? Amen? I said amen?
Amen.
So, what is this scripture telling us? It is not the way you feel that determines who you move with. It is your knowledge of where they are going. Alright? There are people you feel good about them, but they are not going the same direction. True or not true? Talk to me. True or not true?
Yes.
You feel good. This fellow is good looking, fantastic, loving, speaks good English, quintessential. Alright? But you are not heading the same direction in life. And most of us don't have that as, you know, a major, how will I put it now? A major thing that we are looking for. Most of us don't. We don't have that as a major thing we are looking for. Now, years ago, one of my, a young man, let me put it like that. All right, close to me, I asked the girl out and was sharing about asking the girl out. So, okay, beautiful. So I asked, is she born again? And he said, I didn't ask her. So, it did something to me. One, I noted him that he wasn't saved too. Yes. Why? You can't be saved and not be concerned with the salvation of your spouse first. I noted that. Alright. Secondly, I also noted that the relationship will not stand the test of time. It didn't stay up to 3 months. Are you following what I'm saying? I noted the relationship is not going to stand the test of time. This relationship, dead on arrival. Alright. And it didn't stand the test of time. The issue is that you spend time talking to people. This is what is right. This is what should be done. But you hear what you want to hear and you do what you want to do. With all these teachings we are teaching on the subject of relationship, if you get it wrong in marriage, you will live with the consequence. I'm asking a question. If you marry somebody that will beat you black and blue every morning, who lives with the consequence? Alright? So it is important you get these things now for the sake of your own future. Amen.
Amen.
Say it, I will not be stubborn.
I will not be stubborn.
Say it loud and clear.
I will not be stubborn.
2 Corinthians 6. Shekila hati kestikre. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Be ye not, look at it, go back, unequally yoked with unbelievers. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. The scripture is too explicit here. Use the word yoke. Why is that word a powerful word? Alright? If you want to, the Bible describes Elisha, alright? The son of Shaphat. That when Elijah met him, he was plowing with how many yokes of oxen? 12. What does that mean? That is, the yokes were a kind of constructions, alright, that they will fit to the neck, alright, of the bulls, alright, such that, and usually when you want to fit in yokes, you make sure that they are bulls of equal size. Let me tell you the danger of unequal yoking. The idea is this. When the size of the bulls are equal and you fit in the yoke, it tills the ground and softens it for seeds to be planted. So if a bull is small and another bull is bigger, you fit in the yoke, it will be touching the ground on some end. It will not touch the ground on the other end. So one bull will carry the both yoke. What should have been shared by two? One is carrying it, also being weighed down by the other person. You can't be fast if you're unequally yoked. The idea is that the yoke is not just the responsibility now. Your partner also becomes a liability. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? The idea is that two, one should chase 1,000 and two should chase how many? 10,000. So, but when you're unequal yoke, the other person that is coming to your life, that should be an addition, becomes a weight. And the Bible is making it clear. Don't say God knows those who are serving Him. God, alright, 2 Timothy 2 verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure having this seal. God knoweth those that are His. And what is the mark of them that are His? Let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So, the moment you are in a relationship with somebody who loves sinning, you are unequally yoked. Are you following what I'm saying here? What is the common practice of people? Alright? The moment people begin to engage in sin together, the pastor becomes the enemy. The one that God has sent as a lifeline to rescue them from the trouble they want to bring themselves into, the misery. Not knowing to the lady that the same guy who is sleeping with you and aborting with you will no longer trust you, particularly when he didn't meet you as a virgin, will also imagine that other guys have aborted with you up to 5 times. You do those things with him, your heart becomes more glued to his own, but his gets more withdrawn for you. So much so that you get so engaged with these things that when he sees you, he sees no other value than that the pleasantness that your body gives to him. That is the only thing he sees you for. So in the days that you are not as fresh as you used to be, other girls become suiting. When we are saying these things, understand that they are for your own preservation. Every law that God has established are not to be broken. Alright, both of you begin to expose each other's nakedness before you say I do. What happens after that? You will not have trust for each other. So, when sin becomes the foundation of the home, trust is missing. Are you following what I'm saying here? You cannot be in love with a born-again Christian and he will enjoy it. He will not even open your clothes. So, what do we have now in the body of Christ? Alright, there are people. People even now go beyond the extent of sleeping with their spouse to touching other people's spouses. Are you following what I'm saying here? And we call all this nonsense Pentecostalism. This is not the kind of Holy Ghost that we received. So much so, if you hear that, all right, your mentee or daughter, all right, is engaged with someone who claims to be a child of God, even a minister of God, you are scared. Because there are many who have claimed the same thing and they walk in defilement. It doesn't matter what a person calls themselves. If they are not walking in righteousness, your union with them is unequal yoking. Do you get what I'm saying? There's no fellowship between light and darkness. So this mentality, this mindset, that when I marry him, I will change him. All right, it's a journey of frustration. Because the journey of changing a person is given to the Holy Ghost, not you. And I tell young ladies, what his mother has not succeeded in doing over his life for over 30 years. You think you can do it in within a year. You will get yourself frustrated. There are men who are problems and there are men who are projects. Don't marry either of them. You will walk all your life. You will look older than your age. Do you get what I'm saying now? Somebody is battling with lust and you believe that the solution to his lust is that you dress finer. When you dress fine, he's going to kill you. You are placed on pedestal to meet up with certain desires in his heart that were formed there as a result of lustful, engagement. Alright? And there are so many imaginations there, and you are a young lady coming, starting your life, and somebody is trying to paint you as a masculine, saying, do this, do that. When you do this, start squatting like 300 times so that your bum bum can come out. Oh, yeah, yeah. Others are building destiny. And the issue is that when young ladies love, they love blindly. And I've said this, that invitation into a relationship is not a call to postpone the brain you had. You were thinking before it came. Keep thinking. That's the way you survive. Do you get what I'm saying here? What did I say you keep doing? Keep thinking. Okay. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? I love the message rendition of this same scripture. Give us message rendition of this scripture. Quickly. Don't become partners with those who reject God. You should not even become partner. Talk less of life partner. With those who what? Reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That's not partnership. That is war. Is light best friends with dark? That's not partnership. It is what? It is what? It is what? War. Alright, I was speaking to my wife about a wedding that took place, I think about 2 years ago, in the city of Ile-Ife. The young man got married to the girl. On the wedding day, there was an argument. He beat the mother of the wife. Alright, the elder brother of the wife came to contribute. He removed the teeth. Alright, tore his wife's wedding gown. They drove to their houses with different cars. Are you getting what I'm saying now? There is nothing you meet in a marriage that God will not allow you to see the sign before you say, I do. The reason why you keep going ahead is because no man will come into your life again. You have written yourself off. Many young ladies, the reason why they're in that dirty relationship, alright, is that they keep asking themselves, if I leave this guy now, who will come at this stage? So, what happens? They operate out of faith. Are you following what I'm saying here? And then they end up going with somebody who will get them grounded. This person is not proud of you publicly and privately. My wife was saying the last time she was teaching, some people upload your picture on WhatsApp status. You are the only one seeing it. You are the only one. My love, my dear. The moment it is on Facebook where everybody will see, use one stone kick to kill millions of birds. I just want to say I love you, my baby. No name, nothing, no picture. And then you just see the whole post. You say, who told you it is you? Was your name mentioned? Did the post carry your matric number? So let's leave all that and then let's go to some serious issues. When you want to answer the question of purpose, these are a few questions you want to answer. Number one, are we heading the same direction in life? Alright, are we heading the same direction in life? Two can't work together except there's agreement. Now, listen to me. The word used in that Amos 3:3 is agreement, not obedience. Let me give you the difference. The word used in that scripture is agreement, not obedience. The word used in that scripture is what? Agreement, not obedience. What does that mean? You were already going that direction and you met somebody else who was going there. Now, Ifeoluwa, come. If Ifeoluwa was heading outside, and I say, come here. Alright? Turning back means that he's not just agreeing with what I'm saying, he's obeying. If while he was going outside, I said, Ifeoluwa, please go out. And he walks out. That's agreement. He was already going out, and I said, go out. But if he was heading out, and I said, come, then that's obedience. It is a demand of obedience from him. What does that mean? Marriage does not mean an aspect of your life has to die. Are you following what I'm saying? So one of the major tests to look at is that there is no aspect of your life you are having to sacrifice for this marriage to work. And I'm talking about good things, the call of God upon your life, the grace he has placed there. I'm not talking about the things that has to die. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right, God bless you. Thank you. All right, so are we heading the same direction in life? Can I help him or her become better in the light of their purpose on earth? Can I help him become better in the light of his purpose on earth? Can I help her become better in the light of her purpose here on earth? Number three. Will I be able to pay the price of sacrifice required in helping him build his dream? Or helping her build her dream? Will I be able to pay the price of sacrifice required in helping him or her build their dreams? Will I be able to? Hope those sacrifices will not wear me out. Okay, look up, people of God. I said to you the other time that it does not stop at getting the will of God for your life. The will of God is something. You have been entrusted with it. Am I right? Well, just like the issue of the case of the talent. Somebody went to bury his own. Somebody did something right with his own. So the will of God can come to your direction and then you mess the fellow up. Such that what God gave to you that should be for your own lifting look like a curse. Because it has been given to somebody who is not a proper manager. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, a relationship is not a one-way journey. You are looking at this individual. It is not a journey of those who are self-seeking. This fellow is heading somewhere in life, and I am seeing this fellow also heading the same direction. After spending 3 years with me, will this fellow become better or worse? What are the things I have that I can contribute, all right, to make what God has called this fellow to more effective? Am I even equipped in that line? That's the third question. That's the fourth question. Alright? Am I equipped for the magnitude of his dreams, plans, and ambitions? The kind of dream, the kind of plan, the kind of ambition this fellow is running with. Am I equipped for that size? Because you must understand that some spouses are oversized. There are people, they come around you. You notice that if the weight of what they are called to should be dropped on your head, it's going to be trouble. Alright, so what do? You look at them and you have to be honest with yourself. I love you with the love of God, but I'm not sure I have been called into this magnitude of this calling. You get what I'm saying now? As a lady, you notice that God has built something in your heart, and then you are a woman who prefer to walk back under the, you know, behind the scene. Probably as an intercessor or something, right? You notice that you are the one who is to work behind the scene. And here is a young man who said he's called to ministry and then needs a woman who can frontier the assignment. What does that mean? It tells you it is not your job. Listen to me. If you are not called for it, you are not called for it. Alright, not all pastors' wives are necessarily teachers. Kenneth Egan had a wife, she never held the microphone to teach. Are you following what I'm saying here? And there are pastors who have wives who are teaching, who also teach alongside with them, and then their wives are doing fine. As a matter of fact, there are men who are in business and their wives are pastors. And then they are doing fine. The idea is that the man is equipped for the kind of calling God has called her into. Sometimes the lady has been called to ministry. She wants to marry somebody else who is also a minister. But this minister is not secure enough to handle the weight of her own calling. So what will happen? When he marries her, he puts her under, like a light put under the bushel. She will be manifesting, but nobody can see it. It chokes her with different blackmails and different things. Alright? And then the light of every beauty that God has placed in her to light the world up, start dying. So it is important that you understand you are a light. The fellow you want to say yes, I do too. Can this fellow bear the magnitude of that radiance? Is this fellow secure enough to watch me manifest in this light? Many of you are carrying beautiful things. It is important that you don't just bury it anywhere. Are you following what I'm saying now? There are kind, listen to me. Look at this woman, Joyce Meyer. That woman could not have married a man who is insecure. That man loves administration. He will support her. People praise her and talk about the wife. And then some people may even be so funny to say the man is a dummy. But it takes a strong man to stay behind such a woman. Are you following what I'm saying now? But this is the balance. Many ladies have not been taught that when your crown becomes big, your head must be able to contain it. Because if the head swells, the crown will fall. The moment you start touching one level of breakthrough, one level of increase, you become too big to kneel before your husband. Alright? And then you look at him and say, are you anointed? Okay, you are anointed, I'm anointed. What's the big deal here? And I say this, when women start walking in rebellion towards their head, they are prone to early death. Some men never manifested in ministry until their wives were taken out of the way. Why? I'm not here to talk about that. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you have to check. You know what God has called you to. It has a size. Shoe get size. What did I say? Shoe get size. Dear young men, you need to understand. The call of God upon your life will require a woman who can extend to that demand of sacrifice. So it doesn't weigh them down. So you can't. You see now that marrying because of beauty is shooting yourself in the leg. You marry a beautiful weakling. One who can't stand the test of time. Who can't intercede for you. Because if the enemy is bringing attacks against you, alright, from the outside region, it is important that God has placed somebody here who will not judge you, who will not judge you emotionally, but one who is schooled in the knowledge of spiritual warfare, who understands the heart of war, and understand her place as a mother in Israel, that can stand on her knees and settle matters. Are you following what I'm saying here? And many of you, because, listen to me, because you are yet to fully discover the magnitude of God's call for your life and the things He has called you to do in the land of the living, it is possible you marry somebody who is not up to the task. Hear me? No matter how much you train a dog, it can't fly like an eagle. Let me say it again. No matter how much you train a duck, it can't fly like an eagle. So only an eaglet can be trained to be an eagle. Some people are not what you want essentially, but they have the seed buried in them. You can't change anybody, you only mature them. Are you seeing that? You can't change them. Alright, the same red that is the color of love is the same color of danger. When you see... Alright. Just learn. Alright, am I equipped for the magnitude of his dreams, plans, and ambitions? Are dreams, plans, and ambitions? And young men, let me say this to you. The days when men are marrying women to put them in the kitchen are over. Any place where women are marginalized, poverty reigns there. You hear what I'm saying now? Women, if you... Can you please give me Proverbs 31? Start from verse 15. Give me Proverbs 31. King James translation, start from verse 15. Proverbs 31. Let's look at what the Bible said about this fantastic woman. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Yes? She considereth a field and buyeth it. Women, you will not be broke. Amen. Say that amen with power. Amen. Sir, it is not a crime if your wife is richer than you. It is not a crime. You hear what I'm saying now? It is not a crime. It is not a crime. Alright? What you need is that be secure. You hear what I'm saying now? Have a heart that can accommodate greatness. If you can't accommodate greatness, everything about the potential of the home is reduced to your own level. Are you following what I'm saying here? Because, see, you can notice these things from the days you are dating. Alright? A man that whenever he does not have money does not feel he's man enough. That's not a man. That man will go any length to make money wrongly just to make you happy. And it's going to put you in trouble. So look at this description of this woman here. This is not the woman that is asking for money to buy pants. Huh? This one is buying land. She considered a field and bought it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Hi. Her candle goeth not out by night. She laid her hands to the spindle. Alright? And her hands hold the distaff. Verse 20. She stretched out her hands to the poor. Yet she reached forth her hands to the needy. I want to project the place where the Bible says that her husband will present. So we talked about in the gate. There's a word there. Verse, what is that? Her husband is known in the gate when he sits amongst the elders of the land. Are you seeing that now? That when your wife do well, you are praised. Let me say this to you. The proof of your wisdom or foolishness is seen in your wife. What you make out of your wife is a reflection of your content. It's very simple. Do you get what I'm saying now? And I'm saying this to you. The same women that some men will marry and make her look miserable. She's looking at his phone, seeing different girls who are not even as beautiful as her. And then the same women, if their mind can be at peace in the hands of a man who is not a Nabal, she becomes radiant and she blossoms. Are you following what I'm saying here? Young men said, I will not frustrate the plan of God for my home. Now look at the way you are talking. Say it loud and clear. I will not frustrate the plan of God for my home. Rise to your feet, every young man. Raise your right hand. Alright, we have always sworn this oath. We have always agreed this. Every time I teach in this direction, I have seen frustration that women go through when they are married to men who are not priests. When they are married to men who does not understand their right from their left. Men who don't know that they are covers. Men who don't know that they are teachers. Men who don't know that they are priests and prophets over the house. These women go through a lot. Frustrated, the man is abandoning her. He comes back from work, goes out by 6 p.m., dressed, wears perfume, and then goes to drink, just like the madman of Gadara, dwelling in the midst of the tomb with fellow dead men. And when he comes back, what happens to him? He's cutting himself. Two shall become one. Caught beating the wife, making her bleed, doing many things. Does not pay attention to her emotional need, does not understand anything about women. Frustrate her, get somebody's daughter, make her like an house girl. So you will agree, it doesn't matter what I've grown up seeing my parents do. I am a different man. Are you following what I'm saying here? I am a different man. I'm a breed of Christ. I carry his gene. I will not frustrate my wife. I will not destroy the castle of God for my home. I'm a man of discipline. I carry myself in dignity and honor. I represent priesthood and splendor. Let me say this to you. Zechariah 4 verse 6. Not by might nor power, but by my spirit, says, I'm saying God is going to help you. Amen. Many of you are having fears that hope you will not frustrate your wife, but I'm praying for you. He will help you. Amen. You hear what I'm saying now? He's the one who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasures. He will put it in your heart and he will give you the ability. Amen. You will not frustrate God's plan for your home. You will not be a bitter man. Amen. You will understand God's direction. You will be humble enough to take the counsel of your wife. Are you following what I'm saying here? Being great as a man does not mean you can't be instructed. Every great man respects women. And they can be counseled. Do you hear what I'm saying now? And a woman who is truly a queen does not jump ahead of the king. Alright? She does not jump ahead. Sometimes you see some things better. It's not a license to take on the steering. When you do that, you are not undercover. You are going to be exposed to attack. You get what I'm saying now? But you not marry a foolish man. Amen. And you not marry a Jezebel. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now, let me say this to you. Many of you grew up seeing many things. Many terrible things that you hate so much. And you have said it again and again that these things must not repeat themselves in my home. Alright? Until you have forgiven those who perpetrated those evil, you will repeat them. The strength of breaking patterns, it does not manifest through unforgiveness. Are you following what I'm saying? If you are truly going to break any pattern, those who started the pattern and the ought it has created in you, you need to let go. And then God will start a new genealogy with you. The fact that you ate something does not mean the seed of it is not in you. You can repeat what you hate so well. Why? When the hatred becomes so much, that thing which you hate becomes the toy you begin to play with. And you start saying, you know, a man is depressed, his father never treats his mother well. And then the wife said one or two things. Say, oh, this must have been what daddy saw that made him beat mommy like that. And then begin to pounce on the woman. You will not repeat bad patterns. In the name of Jesus. So, you know, I've heard different kind of dangerous things that young ladies have said. I mean, I heard a girl say that she's not interested in a happy home. Just have money. Everybody should live their life and we are good.
Alright? Well, those are words that come when people are living in pain. You get what I'm saying now? When they are living in hurt, somebody has done something to the mother, alright, and then those things are not palatable. This fellow's mind is seared towards marriage without even being married. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that's why I advise that you should please pray. Alright? Please pray. People are coming into marriages with different kind of decisions. If you don't pray well, you will reap where you didn't sow and what you didn't sow. So pray. We've been doing some prayers. My wife has been leading those prayers. Praying ahead. Yesterday we had time declaring words. Alright, that's why I was praying. Many of you were not there. We declared words ahead over the person you want to marry. You know, it is your duty to make sure you are praying. You have gotten the will of God. We bless God for that. But it is possible that that fellow has the will of God can still die young. That fellow has the will of God can still run mad. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you are standing in line and saying that having known that you are the will of God for my life, I'm decreeing as a priest, your life will not be cut short. I'm praying you will not live that life in sickness. I'm praying that you have started rightly. You continue like that. Are you following what I'm saying here? Many of you think the moment you get the right person, the devil has lost the battle. It doesn't stop. Many of those you are seeing that their marriage turned to something else today, it was not that they didn't get the right person, because your assumption is that the moment a home is not looking pleasant, they must have missed it. Many got it right, but something happened. While men slept, the enemy came and sowed tears amongst the wheat. And I said to you yesterday that the kind of tears sown among the wheat is not the kind of tears that can be uprooted. They have to grow with the wheat. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you have gotten it right. For those of you who are married or in a relationship, we'll bless God for that. But understand that having done all, you have to stand. The assignment has just started. When we have touched a little thing, we begin to rejoice. Many of you, the next place you took your relationship to was just Facebook. I have this fine bubble now. And you get what I'm saying now? And then before you know it, you can't understand yourself again. You speak this, is saying that. You are under pressure for things. Are you following what I'm saying here? That will not be your portion. Say that amen with power. Alright. I'm still laying foundation for what I want to teach. Alright. So, basically, the three things we have talked about now, purpose, conviction, attraction, they are the three things upon which a relationship must stand on. Are you following what I'm saying now? Foundationally. You must be convinced. God must lead you there. You must be attracted to the fellow physically, emotionally, intellectually, and sexually. Your spouse should not be touching you and look like somebody is trying to rape you. Are you following what I'm saying? Mean that young lady, you have to be healed. Somebody has done something to your body. You didn't like it. You were pained. You went through some things. If you don't get healed from that sickness, you bleed on a man who didn't cut you. So get healed. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Alright, so having established the three things that the relationship must stand on, alright? So, but there are other factors. Alright? There are other factors that the relationship must now be built with or upon for it to stand the test of time. These are not foundation now. These are coachings upon the foundations. If these things are not in place, that relationship, though good, will not stand the test of time. Are you following what I'm saying here? So this one, you have gotten attraction right, you've gotten conviction right, you've gotten purpose right. Right? These are also other things. That the moment you begin to tamper with these things, you are in trouble. Are you following what I'm saying here? So the first thing I'm going to talk about here is devotion or commitment. Devotion or commitment. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? Are you learning fast? Amen. Are you learning what I'm saying here? Alright, so let me just read a few things from you here. Relationship itself is work. Alright, relationship in itself is work. What it yields to you is a direct reflection of what you have invested into it. What your relationship yields to you is a reflection of your investment. Your relationship can't yield beyond your investment. Are you following what I'm saying here? Because it is work. It is not funfair. Listen to me, alright? You are in a relationship now with somebody that you plan you are going to get married in the next 3 years. You plan you're going to get married in the next 2 years. Alright? Next 1 year. Well, bless God for those plans. But the question is, between now and that time span, what will you be doing? Are you following what I'm saying here?
Well, bless God, you have prayed about the fellowship. It took about 6 months to pray. Alright, because Jesus said, I know my sheep and they hear me. If it's taking longer to pray, maybe this one is not a sheep, maybe a goat. Because sheep hears the voice of the master. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, this one took years. I'm back running on. And then other guys are coming and then comparing Bolaji and Ido. Okay. And then checking them side by side. Okay, this one has this one, doesn't have this one has six packs, this one has pot belly, this one. Alright? You are looking at the rationale of comparison. You know this girl won't do well. You get what I'm saying now? So this is a young man. Alright. Well, bless God. God has brought both of you together now. Pastor, I prayed for you. Oh, fantastic relationship. It will go well. Amen. Understand that prophecy of a pastor about your relationship is not what makes it stand. It is a word that is said in faith. Hoping that both of you will have sense. Do you get what I'm saying? That declaration is in faith. That on the day of your wedding, you will not be missing, will not be missing. It may not happen. The day of the wedding may not come to pass. If the two folks that have been prayed for are those who go and mess up, you get what I'm saying now? The investment of heaven over the relationship. Do you get what I'm saying here? Alright, so now you are dating, you have agreed, yes, you have agreed, yes. Alright, this same guy that you gave a yes to will now call you 20 times. You are not picking the call. Alright, you say you are busy. Nobody is too busy. It's just priorities that are different. You get what I'm saying now? Say, hey, you know, me, let's just talk once in a week because I have to spend time praying. You know, I have to see. The vision is great. Listen to me. The moment you begin to severe communication, you begin to severe affection. Alright, because in relationship, it is attention that gives rise to affection. When you spend time talking together, you get what I'm saying now? You spend time, alright, talking, calling each other, video call. Not the kind of video call that will say that, show me your, you know, you get what I'm saying now? In context. I believe that a guy you are not in a relationship with that call you suddenly with video call is not a man who is thinking well. You get what I'm saying? This guy is admiring you and then all of a sudden you see you in church. And let me say this to you. It is not everybody who sees me in church and call me papa that is a son. You get what I'm saying now? In every place that you have good seed, there are also wheat. And when they say papa, grant them papa. Right. You know what I'm saying? Get this in context. Are you following what I'm saying here? I think there was a case of a time somebody came here and then I have met that fellow before just once and then the fellow started disturbing a daughter and then said, myself and your pastor, we are friends. I am not your friend, sir. We saw once. I heard you are a pastor and I celebrated you when you came. And then that was a license to start disturbing a young girl in church, collecting the number. Alright, the girl gave him a note. The following day, another girl, the picture was on Facebook that they are dating. There are kind of dangerous things that happen in the body of Christ. So now it is difficult to identify with anybody. So what I'm saying is that in the book of Job 1, the Bible said that as the sons of God came to present themselves before God, the devil also came. So the devil is also here tonight. No, it is not. We are prayed that the powers of darkness are bounded. But there are devil incarnates that also comes to church. Alright? They are sheep, they are wolves among sheep looking for wood to devour. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? They are wolves. They are in every church. Do you get what I'm saying now? They may wear tie and wear suit, but they will devour you if you give them a yes. So may you have a eye that can see. And what I'm saying is that they are not just devil as guys with beards or no beards, bald or afro, anyone. There are also girls, slim, big, tall, short, that are also devils. The devil is not the one you see in your Nollywood, alright? The devil can wear suit, can wear good clothes, and then come to church. If you say yes to them, you move on. 2 months, you are finished. 2 months is enough. You are finished. How many months did Samson spend dating Delilah? It was not up to a year. Everything he had preserved for over 37 years of his life finished within 1 year. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, when you say I do, alright, I am agreeing to be in a relationship with this fellow, not for fun, with the purpose of marrying each other. What does that mean? Alright, it means that we now have to begin to build it on the platform of what the future holds. The mistake you make is this. The moment you start touching fundamentally, you cannot start talking. When you start touching, you continue touching. When you are talking, you keep talking. So people get married to somebody after dating each other for 5 years and they say, I still don't know you. Because you never talked, you only touched. You get what I'm saying? You never talked. You never built that friendship. That synergy was not there. You never established it. Alright? So, devotion. You have to invest into the fellow. Invest your time. Invest attention. Alright? Your spouse deserves your attention. Your spouse should not be the same person who is competing with your attention with other people. Deserves your attention. You are going out on a date. Put your phone on flight mode. That fellow should be honored. You get what I'm saying now? Not the kind of girl that is saving the fiancé's name with Mungu number one. Not that one. Alright? Are you following what I'm saying here? Who is getting blessed? Alright? Very important. Alright? So, I said no relationship will yield to you more than you are willing to invest. Alright? So, devotion to your spouse is a need. Alright? Very important thing for you to do. And why is this important? It is because true love is not self-seeking. True love is not self-centered. So you have to be devoted to your spouse's growth physically. Alright? You are in a relationship with a girl. Alright? And then she comes to church. She's already lean compared to the way she was. Pastor is the one noticing. You are saying, eh? Is it true? Are you lean? She's made a new hair. Pastor is saying, oh wow. Pastor Miracle just come, wow, I love your hair. And he said, yeah, it's true. Fine hair. Alright, so you are committed. You spend time observing them. You get what I'm saying? If you are devoted to somebody's growth, physically, emotionally and spiritually. Alright, be the one suggesting books they should read, not the one distracting them when they are reading. You get what I'm saying now? I think, was it a few days ago, my wife was ministering online. Ministering, blessing different people. I was flashing her. Say, I'm still preaching. I'll wait again. Flash. And then, I'm still pushing. Okay, I think this thing is WhatsApp. I started doing video call. So, after the whole thing, I said, hope all these ladies that are getting blessed, hope people are telling them to celebrate your husband. It takes a lot to, you know. You know, that's devotion. You are not saying, no, you can't be inside this house. You have, no. The same way you have a burden to bless a generation, somebody also came with a burden to bless a generation. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? You spend time assessing all those things. You check it and then you... I'm my wife's manager. You know what I'm saying? I check, okay, what goes out? Okay, this is fantastic. Alright, this. The one nobody should see, I'm in charge. Nobody goes to the father except to the son. Alright? So check those things. You check. Yes. If you check my phones, you will see different pictures of ladies, their gowns and different wears. I save them on my phone. I'm not crushing on the girls. I love the gown. Alright? And I save them. And then, so, I suggest those designs of a babe. This. I have designs. Those of you who are fashion designers here know, I send different. I can send you 50. I have designs. Say, Pastor, how do you have time getting all those things when you should be building yourself on your most holy faith? All right. When you're building on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, let me tell you the code. Happy wife, happy life. Happy wife, happy life. Listen to me. You don't marry for ministry, you marry for the home. If the house is fine, ministry will flourish. I'm telling you. But you are a gardener, not an hunter. You dress your garden. You get what I'm saying here? I'm going for a makeup class soon. How to do I bow? Sit down with the gift of God to my life, and then sit down, brush the hair. Many of you are lion of the tribe of your home. You get what I'm saying now? You are the lion. When you enter, Your children, Baba Timbo, hey, off their game. Everybody, take off, take off, take off, take off. Can I preach? Some of you men, you have zero idea about women fashion and you are in love with a girl. She can't call you to contribute to anything, nothing, empty, zero. Are you following what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes,
sir. Some of you in front are not here. You better get what I'm saying well now. There are different pages on Facebook and Instagram that carry women wares. I can give you 20. I have screenshots. You think I'm only reading my Bible? I'm reading many things. Do you get what I'm saying here? I'm reading many things. Women's shoes, makeup kit. I think there was a guy that the picture was circulating on the internet that I talked to. That was saying, Pastor, thank you for, I like your wife. She looks natural beauty. Wait. Let me tell you why I replied. You want to peg my wife? Natural. Oda. You want to peg us? You are censoring my wife. Read the post and move on. People go on social media, insult pastors, insult me. I either delete your comment or leave you alone. Come after my wife. I don't even know why that thing is going viral now. I like your wife. She looking at me. More girl. I like your wife, Pastor. Praise God. Say hallelujah to your neighbor. Alright, so be devoted to your spouse's growth. Contribute to their growth. Be devoted to it. Praise God. Many of you men believe that the moment you get married, you take eternal break from cooking. You come to church, the way you are hailing pastor's wife, your fiancé is just wondering. That girl can be all those things too, but you won't take care of her. You are looking at another man's garden. Tell your neighbor, don't abandon your own garden. Say loud and clear to them. There are many men that their relationship name is Ahab. They have the whole city, but they are crying over the vineyard of Naboth. And they will cry. Somebody is engaged, still crying about another girl. You know I love you. This one, you won't let this one go. That girl, you know, you want everything to yourself. That's Ahab. And what happens to Ahab? They marry Jezebels. Alright? Marry Jezebels. Godliness, contentment, great gain. Pay attention to your spouse's spiritual development. Spend time, pray together, study together, fast together. Pay attention to your spouse's emotional needs. Don't be a headache. Don't be his headache. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't be his headache. If this fellow is praying that God should take away all the trouble of his life, don't be the one that will have to leave. You hear what I'm saying now? There are many husband and wife that are going to church.
And the both of them are praying that God should destroy every trouble of their life. And the both of them are actually being destroyed. Because they are the trouble of each other's lives. Many of you need to start learning how to live in peace now. Your troublemaking spirit is not just about marriage. Start learning how to live in peace. That somebody can take your bucket and you won't see it and you'll be calm. Learn with your neighbor. God has given you neighbors that you can experiment with. Patience is a virtue. Learn it there. That somebody can tell you, I'm sorry, and the matter dies there. Let it start from that roommate. Because you will say, I don't just like this roommate. You do the same thing to your husband, then your children. Do you get what I'm saying now? So, you have opportunities around you to build godly virtue. Opportunities. There are things around you God expects you to learn with and learn from. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yes. You have fought with this person in this room. You have fought with that fellow in that corner. You come to church. You are the fine girl. Everybody is hailing you. But under that skin, there's fire. I heard of cases of women that will beat their husband, lock the door, and say, Jonah, Wale. All right, they lock the door. All right, this is a woman here. She has married a small statured man. And then she will pin him to the ground, sit on him. That's domestic violence. It's not just a one-way thing. There are men who are going through domestic violence per day. You don't know what I'm talking about. There are men going through domestic violence per day. The head now has contours. The wife has broken bottle on the head. Hold on. Start asking yourself, the fellow I want to spend the rest of my life with, what are the things he has capacity for? What are the tendencies he has? Because the moment you are in love, you are already compromised. And that's why you need external wisdom. They call them, you know, people you are accountable to. Leaders. Accountability partners. Those who can look at you and say, this one, you can't see this well because you're already emotional. But from what we are seeing here, run. And then you have to run. Alright? Many marriages are untimely death. It's just a matter of time. They're untimely death. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? Are you being blessed by them? Yes, they should bless you. Alright, so you need to be devoted to your spouse. Don't be devoted to somebody else's spouse. Be devoted to your spouse. The moment you are in a relationship, alright, reduce WhatsApp chat with other boys, other girls. Say, this one, I just like him. This one, just like me. This one, we are just friends. That one, we are acquaintances. This one, we are crush. That one. Stop all those nonsense. Stop the nonsense. Train yourself to be emotionally stable. If you have given your word here, be there. Once you are connected, kill the antenna, break it. If this fellow misbehaves, God, there's a reason you have to go separate ways. You can now bring out your antenna. You get what I'm saying? But as long as you are here, be there. You don't have to give somebody's son headache thinking, should he be the one? Many of you can't post yourself on Valentine's Day because you don't know what the future holds. You don't know. You have won the girl. Don't post my picture. The girl to say, you too, don't post my own. You don't know what you are capable of doing to each other. You know in your mind, this thing, let's just pass away time. And let me say this to you. The reason why some girls are still dating some boys is because the boys are collecting money from them. The guy is using you as a means of survival. Alright? The day he gets blessed, you need to know what is keeping him. And you need to ask yourself too, as a young man, what is keeping her? A girl said to me years ago, I cannot date a guy that I have not tested. I said, is he Amala? See, if I'm going to date him, I have to test him. I was expecting that his guys that I say, Omo Buru, wow. For those who don't understand that you're by area girl, the girl is the one saying, I need to test him. You know what I'm saying? If you're a girl, I'm a liar, move by Jesus. I'm very test, yeah. You know, get what I'm saying? When she said the thing, I looked again. Sister, is it true? Am I hearing myself? She said, yes, so I need to be able to know if he can do. Do what? Mm. And people are saying, it's true, it's true. We need to be able to know what. Because you have done and done and done, so you know which one is not doable and which one is doing small. Right? Hallelujah. Number two, coaching. You need to put on your relationship. Trust. Trust. You have to give it, you have to earn it. Trust. The girl or the guy you are dating has seen different people do different terrible things in the name of love. Alright? So as you are coming, you too, you are a suspect. And allow it to be so. You have to now grow above that and prove that you are trustworthy. Do you get what I'm saying now? So let me ask you some questions. Is it how do I compose this question now? Okay. Let's leave it. When the time comes, we begin to ask. So I define trust here as dependence upon something. Okay, trust is confidence in reliance on someone or something. Confidence in reliance on someone or something. The word reliance means to rely, to put your belief, your weight, everything about you on something or someone with the hope and belief that the fellow will not mess up. So if somebody says, I trust you, you'll be treacherous to betray that trust. Stop breaking people's trust. It takes a lot to earn it back. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, God has blessed you with somebody who trusts you so well. Stop toying with their heart. There are kind of people that if you lose them, you will not get them back. A young man loves you, he's giving you everything he wants, alright, that he has with all his life, but you are busy collecting money from different guys, and then you are playing them all along. As a young lady, you can succeed in dating 6 boys at the same time, sometimes in the same church, and nobody will have any idea. If that's not witchcraft, what is it? Their call time will never break. All right, when this, you know when this one should call. You have organized everything, structured them. But every day is for the thief, one day is for the owner. It backfires. So people say that you have to keep as many people as possible around each other. All right, so that you don't know what the future holds. And then if this one misbehaves, you have a backup plan. All right, so they call those things backup plan. So you seated now, you don't know whether you are somebody's backup plan. So, what is the idea of backup plan? If the original plan doesn't fail, you are in trouble. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, don't just be in love. Have a high that sees. Date intelligently. What I'm saying, does it make any sense? These are messages you have to listen again and again. Because you think you have heard what I've said. Date intelligently. Trust. Trust his hand. It is not a natural byproduct of receiving a yes. Alright? You need to earn the trust of your spouse and you need to make yourself trustworthy. You need to be trusted around money. Yes. Your relationship with your spouse, be trusted with money. Alright? Don't be the one that the fellow will start getting debit alert and then you are the one with the ATM and you deny it. These are very serious issues. Am I right? Dangerous issues here. Yeah, they are dangerous issues. Somebody you want to marry is debiting your account and say, I'm not the one. If that's not danger, what is it? Are you following what I'm saying here? So don't do all this. Don't break trust. Somebody is placing all the heart on you. Respect it. Let me say this to you. When people are in a relationship where the spouse can be trusted, they blossom. Nothing can hurt a woman like not knowing what the future holds for the relationship. She's confused. She wants to invest her love. She does not know when not to. You get what I'm saying? She does not know when not to. And you must listen to me. Make sure that you are building your relationship upon trust. If somebody is not trustworthy, don't go ahead. Many of the things that God is allowing you to see as a single, alright, they are rescue, alright, visions. Alright, so that in the scene of those things, you will know when to say it's enough. The worst thing you can do to yourself is say, who will marry me if I leave this fellow? That's the worst thing. Because there are people who are even waiting and praying.
that God helped them, you are available. You get what I'm saying now? No, they are back to the present. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say trust. Say it again, trust. Be trusted around money. Be trusted around the secret of your spouse. The secret of your... You can't be talking anyhow. Many of you, the kind of mouth you have, you can't be in a relationship with kings. You will leak national secrets. Do you know my babe has about 25 million in account? That girl, when you come compete, my babe, don't worry. See, we're even going to Atlanta. Who asked you? One of the ways you know you have a problem with your mouth is when you start asking questions nobody asked you. It's like going to exam hall to sit, pick Bible and pen, no question paper, just answering. Some Christians talk too much. Talk. Anybody who talks people to you will talk you to people. So watch out. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? You are with somebody, or you used to be with somebody, now you are no longer with the person. The whole world. Now, you now go to that one. Say that girl. You know what I'm saying? But you stayed in a relationship with a fellow who is not Omo for over 2 years. What are you? A child. Listen to me. It is amazing how people spend years dating an individual. The whole thing didn't work out, and this fellow now suddenly looked like a trash. Now, the relationship did not work out does not mean you should not mess up the destiny of another man. Backbiting is the same thing as killing. You backbite some people, nobody sees them and wants to do anything good with them again. Many of you now, the problem you are facing now is that you have not forgiven your ex. You have said many things to everybody about them. You not stop talking and you say, I'm not pained. I'm not pained, though, but this one I will say it. I've forgiven him. I've let go. I've moved on. I've moved on. What's life? I've moved on. You are still on Facebook checking their picture all the time. Looking at the picture. They carry. So people will block the fellow that is their ex. They will now go and create another account to be monitoring the fellow's life. Do you get what I'm saying now? I think I saw a movie, then Acrimony or something. There are some... One of the biggest trouble you can ever enter is to date or to marry somebody who loves you more than they love God. When they see that something is shaking between you and them, they don't mind killing you because they can't afford to watch you be with somebody else. They will kill you. There are some kind of love you should run away from. This love is scary. Say, is this me you are loving like this? You didn't cost his money. My heart is already beating. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting. And the fellow's hand is shaking. Say, you should have called me. Shift back. Two more steps. That is not the kind of love you need, though. This love will put pillow on your head one day and sit on it while you are asleep. Serious issues here. Are you following what I'm saying? Is somebody being blessed? When you love your spouse more than God, you put them and God in conflict. Every spouse that becomes your Isaac must be sacrificed. I'm not saying you take them with a knife, go and kill them. I'm saying that anything that takes that seat has to die. And that death is not natural death. God has to be enthroned first. Are you following what I'm saying? Trust. You have to be trusted with the vulnerability of your spouse. Vulnerability of your spouse. There are brothers, don't hug them. Don't hug them. They are magnetic. The system has scattered. Shake them from afar.
I say, bless you, bro.
I repeat, don't.
What I'm saying may look like a joke, but you know they are very serious matters. Some of you have asked some brothers before and you wonder what's going on. This fellow is holding me longer than I want to stay. The worst one are those people that when they shake you, they don't know when to leave the hands. And you are wondering, let go. And they're saying, you know, and then so. I think COVID had more effect on those who couldn't talk without touching people. Personally, I don't like when people touch me. Personally, I am not Jesus. There's no virtue flowing. It will flow when I'm preaching. You get what I'm saying? Pastor, you know that thing? Ah, no. No. Without being a pastor, I don't even like it. And I think it is a sign of respect not to even handle people's body anyhow. You get what I'm saying now? There are people that when they say you join hands together in prayer in church, through experience, you have to cross your hands. Because the last time they held it was like choir. Just, they don't know whether it's too strong or too well held. Like clamp. Not grip well. Some men are Agrippa. It's common sense. It's common sense. What did I say this is? Common sense. You don't have anybody to tell you that's why I'm here. Praise God. After the message, I become gentle again. For this purpose have I been anointed. Who is blessed? Some of you are not happy. Thinks you must build your relationship on contribution. Contribution. You don't know what is living because it receives. You know what is living by what it contributes. The Dead Sea receives water, but it doesn't contribute, doesn't flow anywhere. Nothing survives in it. Alright? So, contribution. Don't just be a yes partner. Give something. Give solution. Stop being the only one demanding for shawarma, demanding for pizza, demanding for all those things. Give too. You are not the only one who should be surprised. Surprise your spouse too. Surprise. Anytime you as a lady want to buy him, give you buy socks. Is that what he will wear on his? If that's the only thing he wear. Any gift, socks. You've bought more than 20 socks within 2 years of relationship. Socks. And as I'm speaking now, you apply to buy another socks. And when he doesn't buy you good things, you are shouting, hey, you know, I like surprises. Your next birthday, you will get hand glove. Surprise him too. It is stinginess to always say you don't have. You can have. Plan. Nobody is too poor here not able to afford 500 naira in a month. You don't need all the money to put a smile on your partner's face. You just need sense. Know the right thing to get. Don't need all the money. You don't buy, you don't, on their birthday, on his birthday, you won't send message. Say you are busy. You won't call. But on your birthday, you want everybody to celebrate you. What spirit is that? Contribute meaningfully. Everybody is buying you, give, buy somebody, give too. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't just take, give out. The moment one party is giving all the time, that party will still be exhausted. Will soon be exhausted. You are not in a relationship to siphon each other. Give to. Give.
plan surprises. And I'm speaking more to the ladies, because they are the ones who have receiving mentality. Not all. There are some of you here who have never bought one thing for that guy you've been dating for over 2 years. So you said, oh, yeah, but Pastor, I bought him air cream one time. Air cream. What kind of air cream? Apple. Say, hey, I used to buy him Nick Sodam. Nick Sodam. That thing that makes you white. Sorry to the company. Amen. Hallelujah. And these things we are laughing about, they are serious matters. Serious matters. Some people are just born stingy. When they give offering, they are waiting for change. Usher, change. How much is the offering? 50 naira. We'll collect 20 naira change. You get what I'm saying now? They take their wife to go and, or their spouse to go and eat in a restaurant. Right, they are arguing with the waiter. Okay, meat. When did meat become 250? When did meat become? The last time I came, it was 200. When? And they expect them to take them on the history of meat. Okay, so during the great tenure of Abacha, it was. If you always don't have, you are stingy. And God is going to shut the mouth of every devourer. Say that amen loud and clear. Yeah. There are many of you young men, the only reason that girl is there with you are buying shawarma all the time. Stop the flow of the shawarma. See the reason why she's around. Many of you are using money to manipulate her. Leave her alone. Reduce the thing. Relationship is not sponsorship. It's not sponsorship. You just said yes, yesterday. Today you are giving bills. My mother's house rent in the village about to be expired. Our NEPA bill. This. And you are giving bills. When you marry, what happens? You get what I'm saying now? He has to take care of all the family. Many young men are groaning. Just put unnecessary pressure on them. You are the one who will contribute a couple to that family, but you are the one getting expensive clothes. The clothes you want to buy for a party is more than his salary. And you don't care. Because you must come out looking radiant with the money you don't have. Impressing those who don't like you. There's no rich man you see anywhere who does not know how to manage money. Only poor people go to get things with the money they don't have. Poor. Poverty. Poverty come and stay. Settlement of poverty. There's a place of starting small. As we are preaching all these things, there's a place of starting small. Hold on. Guys comes, everybody having potential, wonderful sons of God. God has invested into their life. They are going somewhere. They are just masked with this season so that only those who can see beyond the physical can get them. You look at them and say, me to you, me. See, you are not even afraid. You have been bouncing, bouncer. You've been bouncing for 9 years. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying here? As we are advising young men to make sure they do something valuable with their life, it is important we stress the fact that they can't kill themselves. They can only operate with what is available. Just some years ago, I couldn't afford to buy some clothes. Even now, there are some I won't buy. That's the truth. Do you get what I'm saying here? Rome was not built in a day. Take your time. When the Bible said, don't forsake the wife of your youth, I'm not saying you forsake your wife, but the Bible is actually saying that the woman that built with you. And many of you are here, I can't build with nobody. I can't build with nobody. I'm a queen. There are some ladies, they are, the name I call them is, I know who God says I am. I know who I am. I know what I deserve. Glory to God. I know what I deserve. I know. Yimu. The one you left yesterday, Titi grabbed him quickly. Not too long, he was made the bank manager. I know who I am. Glory. Hey. Balogun Ojebolo. I know. And guess what? They will now get many teachers who are pumping those nonsense. And those who are teaching them those things marry their husband in one room. In one room. There are many people who are preaching on the internet, destroying the life of young girls, destroying their lives, pumping pride to their head. Many of you are here, you have heard all sorts of junks. You come to church, your head is bigger than your destiny. I know. Hey! Sit yourself down and reduce your arrogance. It takes humility to build a home. Sit yourself down. Say, how much is your salary? That guy is getting. Me, your pastor, do you know how much my salary is? Young men doing decent jobs. Then you go and marry your old boy with tie. And then he gives you some wine. He uses you for money. You get what I'll use your mom. Hallelujah. Serious issues here. There are many things you have heard in prophecy, but they will come as potentials. You must recognize them. I don't care who is hurt by these things tonight. If you don't break down your arrogance, you will die single. That ostrich, one thumb high, long neck, stretching forth. Looking for whom to devour? Relationship is not sponsorship. I am your spouse, not your sponsor. That I can date you does not mean I can afford your school fees. Go and meet your daddy. He started the job. The hand of Zerubbabel started the house. The hand of Zerubbabel must finish it. We are not married yet. Do you get what I'm saying here? Praise God. Let's go back to being normal. Who is blessed? Jump on your feet and put those hands together for Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Lift your hands and give God praise. Bless him. Say, Lord, thank you for this timely truth. Timely truth. I bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for this timely truth. In Jesus' name we pray.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.